Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hey everyone, before we dive into this week's podcast, I just wanted to share an opportunity with you. Here at Consultant Connect, we're really passionate about economic developers and especially economic developers that are growing in their leadership. And we have launched a new program called Thrive, and I hope that you take time to check it out. Thrive is a 6-month academy. There'll be 2 in-person sessions where a small group of 20 to 30 leaders we'll be joining together to just go deep in leadership topics, how to build your own leadership brand, how to lead up, down, and sideways when you aren't in charge, emotional intelligence, influencing when you don't have the authority, leading successful change initiatives, all the tough topics that can be really tricky to navigate when you're in the middle of a career or in the middle place in an organization and looking to advance. Hoping that you take time to check it out. Think about people in your network that would enjoy being a part of this program. I am personally really pumped about it. Taking place this year in Chicago, Illinois on the 19th and 20th of August. And then we'll meet again in person in Charleston, South Carolina on December 3rd. If you are looking for more information, you can visit thenextexperience.net/thrive. Or just email me. It's Carla@consultantconnect.org. I would love to answer any questions. And yeah, just check it out. Thrive. It's going to be amazing. Hey, everyone. I'm Carla Soans. And today I have the chance to interview Kenny McDonald. Kenny is the president and chief economic officer at the Columbus region, or as most of us know it, Columbus 2020. He is not only the primary lead on all economic development and business attraction efforts there, but he also has a huge background in site selection, community marketing, business recruitment. And today you're going to get a chance to hear his take on all things leadership, how he got his start in economic development, and a little insight into what's to come now that we're almost to 2020 and he works for Columbus 2020. So listen in. Well, welcome everybody to the America's Job Team podcast powered by Consultant Connect. This is Carla, and I am delighted about today's interview. I have a chance to have Kenny McDonald from Columbus 2020. Kenny, how are you this morning?
We're doing great.
Awesome. Well, I am really excited to have you on the podcast. I just have to say, Kenny, that when I started in this business about 5 years ago and started meeting with site consultants, and one of the questions I always asked was, who do you feel like is really best in the business? And I did not leave a single meeting, and still 5 years later today, hardly ever leave a single meeting with site consultants where Kenny McDonald and the team at Columbus 2020 is not credited for doing something amazing. So your team is obviously best in class. You've built a world-class organization, and the growth that you've experienced in Columbus has been nothing short of phenomenal. And I'm just delighted to be able to ping some questions your way so that the listening audience can get a little bit of the inside baseball of not only you and your leadership, but how you have impacted your region in such an incredible way. So thank you so much for joining us. I know you're a busy, busy man.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's great to hear those words about our team and appreciate everything that you're doing for the industry.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and dive right in. One of the questions that I had for you this morning, Kenny, is you've been in economic development for a little while, worked in several different communities and landed in Columbus and have built an incredible team, as I've mentioned, but times are changing. And what do you feel like is the greatest challenge that you feel like leaders today are facing in the world that we're living in?
Well, I just think leadership overall, there's a lot coming at you. And it's definitely a 24/7, 365 life now. And I think the biggest thing is just to be able to manage yourself and how you actually deal with the onslaught of information and requests and time. And if you don't take care of yourself, it's really hard to lead others and to make an impact.
So one of the questions I have for you is, how are you kind of reinvesting in your own leadership? I hear you say, you know, it's 24/7, 365, and you have to not only build skills to manage that, but also take care of yourself. How are you taking care of yourself and kind of reinvesting and putting guardrails up for your own leadership?
Well, probably the answer is sometimes not good enough. But I truly believe that organizations, in particular economic development organizations, should liberally invest in the development of their people, and not just professional development, but career development, everything else. What I've invested in, and I've been very fortunate to have the ability to work with the International Economic Development Council, which I think is a terrific organization. I'm vice chairman right now. It's an organization that I've been a part of for 20 years. It renews me to meet with other leaders in the profession when we get together nationally and to talk about the challenges that they have, to learn how they're approaching it. Ron Kitchens would be one of those leaders, of course, but there's dozens of others that you look to, and I get motivated every time that I actually have those conversations. And then more closer to home, I get renewed by a few things. One is I invest a lot in reading. We had Tom Peters come to Columbus last year, somebody that I think we all admire for his wisdom and contribution to the field of leadership. And he said, I haven't met a leader yet that couldn't grow from just simply sitting down and reading for an hour or two a day. And I took that to heart and have doubled down on that. That really helps to calm my mind and get me to think beyond the day and the week. And then finally, investing in things like Consultant Connect and things like that allow leaders to gather to have conversations and to listen to podcasts and stuff from other leaders is something that I do and I encourage our team to do.
That's awesome. When you talk about reading for 1 to 2 hours a day, are you reading mostly business-oriented books or do you have some fiction mixed in there? What is kind of your go-to reading list right now?
I might do one fiction a year, and that'll be sometime on vacation or something. But for the most part, I am biographies, history, and then some business. But passionate about how people have faced turbulent times over the course of history and how, reminded every time that I do that, how history repeats itself and how people dealt with things maybe even 100 years ago that we can use today to deal with the transformation that we're undergoing globally economically.
Sure. Awesome. So you talked a little bit about, the importance of taking care of self and that characteristic as a leader, being able to see when you need to reinvest and taking the time to do that. What is another characteristic of leadership that you feel that every leader should really possess? And who has been an example of that for you?
Well, I'm surrounded by leaders. One thing that I would say about our team is that we have leaders in every seat, and we are very intentional about the people that we hire, that no matter if they're scheduling meetings and answering the phone or dealing with our clients or doing research that supports our efforts or doing backroom marketing, that they're leaders in their field. And so I truly admire the team that is here out in front of me. I'm blessed to be supported by leaders on our board of directors and great business leaders like Les Wexner, who are in our region, that are some of the world's best entrepreneurs and are thoughtful about how they think about the world and not just our community, but their companies and the associates that they hire around the globe. I take every chance I get to, ask them questions, to try to be curious around them. And that's just here in Columbus. Obviously I've worked in several other areas and fields, and I take the time to pick up the phone every once in a while and talk to those leaders and get reminded of the access they have and the things that they're thinking about. I just try to remain connected to some of these people that I've met over the course of my career.
Yeah, that's awesome. On the flip side, when you think about leadership, and I know you, again, probably have great examples of this, but you don't need to name names. But what is a characteristic that you've seen derail somebody's career? And how do you personally guard yourself from that? Sometimes we see somebody going down the wrong road and we immediately are like, I can't ever let that happen to me. And I have to be really, really protective that that doesn't happen. What is one of those characteristics for you that you've seen derail somebody's career and that you have put guardrails up to say that this is not going to happen to me?
Well, I think maybe more conceptually, it's always remembering who you are. So economic development is just an unbelievable career. that gives you access to boardrooms and leadership conversations behind the scenes that very few people have the in other professions actually get access to. And I think that we've always got to remember that while I'm the biggest advocate for being a confident, unapologetic economic developer, and the impact of what we do, I think, is great, we do have to remember our place in that sometimes we're hanging with the corporate leaders and people that we read about in the Wall Street Journal and see on CNBC and things like that. But we're also not one of them. And they have a different life. They have a different role. They have perhaps a different tax code that applies to them sometimes. And we have to remember that we're here to serve the residents of the place that we're representing and to create opportunity for people that are not in that room on a daily basis. And I'm just constantly reminded that you have to ground yourself. Even though you're having these moments where you're pinching yourself saying, wow, this is an incredible place or an incredible opportunity. And I want to make sure that I keep grounding myself in what we have to do every day.
I love the way that you articulated that and just kind of brought it home that as economic developers, we really are working for the residents of our community. And you're so right that we get a chance to see some incredible places in the work that we do and meet incredible people. And it is kind of easy to start to feel like, just to get swept away in kind of the magic of it all. And you're so right that it's really important to stay grounded of who we work for and the purpose of which we work so that we don't get swept away in that kind of like lifestyle that can start to take over. You just articulated that so well. All right, Kenny, you have moved from several places to get, you know, to Columbus and to build that team in Columbus. How did you know when it was time to make a change for you as you kind of went along your career path? What were the moments or what were the signs that it was time for you to make a change in your location or to take the next step?
I don't know if you ever know, and there's certainly never a perfect time. I have a deep appreciation and even love for the places that I've had the opportunity to work and live and represent: Savannah, Georgia, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Charlotte, North Carolina, now here in Columbus, and all the communities that surround those metro areas. And, you know, I'm just a very curious person and constantly want to be learning and evolving. And I think it was really the opportunity to lead in each case that sort of drove me, and meaning whether that was leading a business development team or a project team, or in the case of Columbus, of leading a major initiative and an entire team of kind of a broad-based economic development.
Kenny, remind me again, when you came to Columbus, had the organization been started, or were you the first that started that organization or kind of led from the beginning of that initiative?
There was a group of leaders that gathered for 15 months every Friday morning for a couple of hours. And they met with, this was a group of CEOs and McKinsey consultants and civic leaders in our community that kind of laid the groundwork and the incorporated Columbus 2020. But I was the first employee, if you will. Maybe I say that the person crazy enough to take on an initiative that was didn't have any employees and was just kind of had these bold goals set out for a decade, and came up here and was able to build a team that executed that over the last 9.5 years.
So I know one of the questions that you and your team probably are getting all the time, but I'm curious to hear it straight from your mouth. What are you going to do now that it's almost 2020?
Well, we're doing lots of things. We've been working on our own path for the last 15 months to do much of the same and to draw on the lessons learned, good and bad, over the last decade. What did we do right? What do we want to do more of? What do we want to double down on? And also looking at it as an opportunity to change. We're big believers in thinking long term. When everything in our life is telling us to think short term, try to look out over past a few horizons in an era that is, again, changing pretty rapidly. We are thinking about how do we restructure, and we mean that wholeheartedly. Like, we're setting new goals. We're trying to articulate an ambition and even articulate maybe the anxieties of the stakeholders that we've met over the last 15 months. And within the course of this year, I think you'll see some news from Columbus that this is the new ambition. This is what we're going to strive for over the next 5 to 10 years. And I mean, we're getting more excited about where we're going in the future every day.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear more. Again, like I said, your team is always mentioned. And I've been curious now that Columbus 2020 has reached 2020, what is kind of next for the team. So I'll be tuned in waiting for that kind of relaunch.
We still have 6.5 months left until it's done. So we're
oh, yeah. I'm sure your boots are to the ground. Your team doesn't stop. I've seen them in action. They're going after it wholeheartedly. So Kenny, you've not only built a great team, but you have people who have worked for you that are now leading teams across the United States. And they all talk about you as just an incredible leader that has helped shape their career and their own, you know, leadership. What is the leadership advice that you know, if you had to give somebody leadership advice that's just starting out, and I know you've had the opportunity to do this, what is that piece of advice that you are giving to these people who are joining your team and you see have the potential to lead teams somewhere else?
Well, you're right. We have some terrific people. Chris Strayer's down in Fort Worth. I just saw him the other day, and some other people that I've had the opportunity to work with in the past. My first advice would be better than me by a long shot, number one. Number two is don't be afraid to put your heart and soul into it. This is just an unbelievable career. It's an unbelievable profession that affords you so many cool things and all these great people that you get to meet. And you've got to just dive into it. And I think more than anything, your team over time will appreciate that on the tough days when you're losing more than you're winning, or maybe the economy is moving backward, or there's just a challenge in your community, that passion for what we do it carries the day. And it may have to carry you for 6 months sometimes. And you can get your team through a lot of stuff if you just remain enthusiastic, positive, and show a passion for what we do and you care. It makes a tremendous difference.
We always jokingly here at Consultant Connect say, Kenny must say that you need to change your name to start with MC on the end, because there's so many of you that start with Mick, McAllister. Yeah. It goes on and on.
There's lots of Scots Irish here.
Yeah. So we always jokingly say that everybody has to start with Mick if you work at Columbus 2020. All right. We're wrapping up our time on the podcast. I probably could keep pinging questions at you for hours, but I know you need to get back to your work, but we're going to end with this question, and I am excited to hear your answer. Kenny, you've had an incredible career so far, and you have a lot left in you, I know, but what has been the thing that you're most proud of at this point in your career?
Well, I do think that, and this is not a personal thing, this is the leaders that I've worked with in economic development and site location and in our profession in general have a tremendous impact on our communities, our states, and our country. And I think that what I've been preaching about lately is, again, being a confident, unapologetic economic developer. We really do have a tremendous impact on people's lives. And that's the power of a single full-time job is something that Ron has been incredibly instructive to me on about how he talks about that. But if I go around my community, it isn't just the buildings and the people working on the factory floor that you think you've had an impact on. It's also just the confidence of the community, which propels them to, you know, perhaps take a risk when they wouldn't and keep moving the community forward, or they'll develop infrastructure, they'll finance a project because of the confidence that you've instilled in them just by doing your everyday work. And so I'm just unbelievably passionate about our profession, number one. I think we have a tremendous impact in some small way. Maybe I've had an impact on the communities I've worked in that way. And I just hope I get the chance to keep doing it for some time to come.
Well, Kenny, I know that you've not only had a huge impact on the communities that you've had a chance to serve, but you've had a huge impact in the field of economic development. And I just thank you so much for being willing to share your insights, for being willing to share your incredible team. I know I see your team out helping to coach other economic developers, serving as mentors. I know they're on several of Consultant Connect's webinars coming up. And I just appreciate not only your willingness, but the willingness to loan your team out so that people can learn from the work that you're doing. And you've certainly left a legacy, not only in Columbus already, but just in economic development as a whole. You've been an incredible leader and mentor. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate you and your time.
And likewise, thanks for the platform and keep doing what you're doing. It's having a tremendous impact. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Wow, that was a great interview with Kenny McDonald. Next week, I'm interviewing Ashley Cagle, who is the Assistant Executive Director at Wake County Economic Development in Raleigh, North Carolina. She leads on their talent strategy, as well as the business expansion, recruitment, and relocation efforts in that community. Ashley has a lot of great leadership insights. She was also named on their IEDC's 40 Under 40 list. So very great insight from Ashley coming up. So don't forget to tune back in next week on the America's Jobs Team podcast.